Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, can you please repeat the name of the company?
We are a third-party call center. They're very different products.
You're part of a call center.
Yes, ma'am. We sell like several products.
What products do you handle?
Yes, ma'am. We sell like dietary products, male enhancement, skincare products, and CBD products.
I seem to have a charge from your company, which I don't recognize, and I'm trying to find out whether it's real or whether it was a fraudulent charge.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling about the charges on your account, ma'am.
Yeah, but I don't know how to trace this back if you're just a call center.
Okay, now what I can do for you, ma'am, I can go ahead and look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
1-0005.
Okay, you said that's gonna be 10005. Is that correct, ma'am? Can I please say your first and last name?
Beverly Stephen.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
45 Wall Street.
Okay, just give me one moment. My computer is loading. Did you enter the contest entry for the Bites Hub for the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I did.
Yes, ma'am. Now, did you read like the terms and condition, ma'am?
No, not really. I thought they said there was a $5 shipping charge.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be for the meal app.
It's for the what?
The meal app.
The mail.
No, ma'am. The meal app.
I don't understand what you're saying. The mail app?
The meal app.
The mail out.
No, ma'am. The meal app. Meal,
You mean?
M-E-A-L, then the word app.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the meal app is something like the Bites Hub that you had to sign up for, which is like a monthly subscription for it. Now, by you ending the contest entry to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner, it's a possibility that you can be able to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, what if I don't want to do that? Is this really from Dyson or is it a fraud?
No, ma'am, it's not a fraud.
It's really from Dyson.
Now you enter the entry ticket for a sweepstakes that offer varied prizes, like an
Yeah.
iPhone, the Dyson, the vacuum iPad, or whatever. The customer could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 at the end of the sweepstakes. And by you entering the sweepstakes, you also tell that you're enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan.
Okay, how do I get out of that?
Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
And does that, I see what I'm worried about, I don't want to have to cancel my whole credit card because I have things automatically paid on it. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
If I just cancel this subscription, is that good enough? Then I can use my credit
Yes,
card to buy a
ma'am.
bunch of others.
Now, I can go ahead and
Yes.
cancel your, yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your cancellation number?
Oh God, I'm outside. I don't have a pen and paper. Where can I get this? I need to write this down. This is seriously canceled if I do this, and I don't need to cancel my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. There will be no more future charges.
Okay, I've got to find somebody that will give me a pen and paper so I can write this down. Yes, ma'am,
I'm patient.
Well, you know, I don't know where I'm. Maybe if I go in a store, they'll let me write something down. I shouldn't have done this when I was outside walking. I didn't realize I was going to have to write something down.
No worries.
So this is just a confirmation number that this thing has been canceled?
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be your cancellation number.
Okay. Let me see if I can get somebody. Excuse me. There's a long line here. Oh, wonder if anybody has pen and paper. Do you happen to have a pen and a piece of paper? I have to write. If I don't write this thing down, this is stupid. I didn't bring a pen and paper. Oh, my God. This is a miracle. Thank you. I just need a scrap. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to be that long. Oh, you're a doll. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, this nice young man is giving me a piece of paper.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's C.S. and Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Right.
613.
What'd you say? 613?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
899.
Okay, so C is in Charlie, 920-613-899.
That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation number. Do you have any more questions for me?
Well, if that takes care of the whole thing and that's all I need to do, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you think that there should be no further charges with this?
No more future charges. That's correct.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
Okay.
And
great.
Thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
And what are you saying? What's your name? Customer service or crystal service?
Customer service.
Just for all these various companies.
Yes, ma'am. We sell like different products.
Okay. And can I take your phone number down again?
I'm sorry. I don't have the information.
You don't?
No, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
That's
with the same number that you had just recently dialed.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so much.